Under 30 days, the countdown is on. Thank you for that, Celeste. And on the Olympics, I'm going to go straight to Darwin this morning because I want to catch up with this man who's on the line, Tom Grice. I know, Tom, that you've changed your schedule around today to talk to us, so I appreciate this. Good morning to you.
Morning, Matty. How are you, man?
I'm good, thanks, mate. I'm really good. Look, I got a note yesterday that sort of outlined what you guys are up to at the moment. You're up in Darwin. Obviously, you've got to head off to Brisbane and then to Tokyo. And with what's going on in the COVID world, there's every chance that you won't actually make it back home here in Sydney until mid-August. How are you feeling at this stage, less than 30 days out?
Yeah, look, excited. Obviously, it's changed a few plans around, not being able to go home. But it's a bit of an adventure, and I'll try and look at it that way, treat it as a positive, and just battle on through.
I guess that's would have been the mantra throughout this year and throughout the course of the last year for every athlete, but in particular, knowing what we don't know is around the corner is the one that you've got to be prepared for anything. Has the Australian Olympic Committee or even, you know, your shooting community been on top of that in terms of giving you the information that you need?
Yeah, no, they've been very good, mate. Very supportive wherever they possibly can be. And probably the biggest struggle we've had is even they don't know exactly what it's going to look like or what it was going to look like. So they've been in the dark almost as much as we are. So it's been just understanding that and just pushing on through each day.
Yeah, so I think you head back to Brisbane on July 4. What takes you to Darwin for training?
Specifically the heat and humidity. I've never been to Tokyo myself, but a lot of people that have been there have said during the time we're over there for the Olympics, it's going to be very hot and very humid. So we've come up to the tropics here in Darwin and just chasing a bit of heat and a bit of sunshine.
It's not a bad place, mate. It's a great town, isn't it? I always wonder how athletes go in Darwin because you can have a really good time if you want in Darwin. Let me put it that way.
Plenty of competitions up here have gone astray due to the perils of Mitchell Street in the past, for sure.
There you go. You've summed it up in one, mate. So tell me what it means for you. You make this Olympic team. You missed out on Rio 2016. You've had some really good highlights along the way, but what did it mean for you and your teammate Penny Smith to make this Olympic team and be heading off to Tokyo as an Olympian?
It means everything. It's so many years of work, even before you realised that the Olympics or the national shooting team was a possibility. You know, all the time spent out at the range with my granddad just learning the very, very basics. It's so much time and effort's gone into it from so many people. So hopefully they can bring as much joy out of it as I can, and we'll see how we go.
So you're 12 years old and your grandfather was obviously an avid shooter. How does a young boy from out there at Cobbity in Western Sydney, how does a young bloke pick up a gun and start this love affair with a sport that takes you all the way to the games?
Just thanks to granddad. And it's a bit of a theme that carries through our sport. Most people get into it through family, a familial connection. So it's went out with Pop one day when I'd had my junior shooting permit and went from there, never stopped after that first day.
What do you work on, Tom, when you're out there training? Is it because it's such a minute time that you actually activate what you're doing, isn't it? And I'm talking about the actual shot itself. It's such a minute little time in the entire sphere of your day. So which parts of the mechanics do you work on?
It's very heavily process-based, what we do. So it's all about clearing as much as you can out of your head and being so focused on just getting that process correct and trusting that you've done the work, that in that minute second you've got to break the target, you've already done the work, the muscle memory kicks in and it just happens, provided you've got that routine worked out correctly.
So are you a routine guy by nature?
Oh, I guess so. I guess I've become one even if I'm not.
Yeah.
It just tends to happen that way. You spend so much time on your weekends out at the range working on it that it just happens.
Tell us about the mixed pairs event because you and Penny won the inaugural, in fact, World Championship back in 2017 and it makes its debut at these games. So tell us how that works.
It works the same as a standard individual competition. It's just your two scores get added together to give you a total score as a team and you stand next to each other while you're shooting. So I'll be on pad one and Penny will be on pad two next to me. We've been fortunate enough to have a bit of success together as a team, and it's it means a lot to have Penny there with me as well at my first games, and her being her first games as well, to be able to compete together. We've seen a fair bit together after 2017, so
yeah, I bet you
looking
have.
Looking forward to it.
And I just wonder what it's like then to have that, you know, have somebody alongside you, because it can be a very individual, singular, and I guess lonely sport at times.
Yeah, it certainly can be. It's definitely an individual sport, and there's a part of me that really enjoys the having a teammate and someone to work with and alongside there. So, no, it's an enjoyable event, and I think it's a great event for our sport.
All right, so the aims for Tokyo, obviously, there's the pun, you're aiming high for Tokyo. What do you think you need to do to come home with a medal?
Don't miss. It's a simple answer.
It's great, isn't it? That's the thing that I love about your sport, mate. You can narrow it down to that. You just stick it on a post-it note and put it in front of you every morning, and that's what you got to focus on.
Yep.
Look, I really appreciate your time. We all appreciate the fact that you're going to these lengths to represent your country. And when I was highlighted to yours and Penny's story, and a lot of athletes, you know, who have to put up with an ever-changing landscape around them, for you to put in these hard yards up there in Darwin, head off to Brizzy and then represent us in Tokyo. We say thanks, mate, and go well.
Appreciate it, mate. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Thomas Grice. So Olympic trap shooter, of course, gets into the sport at 12 years of age, and he will be going to his first Olympic Games alongside Penny Smith in the mixed pairs event. That'll be one to watch, and they won the world championship in that event back in 2017. Another great story out of our Olympians heading to Tokyo, and one who's not prepared to put in, more than prepared rather, to put in the hard work to make sure that he gets there in fine form. We'll take a break. You can have your thoughts anytime. 0457 736 736.